Among the Rigors, number 5. If he senses I'm about to wilt, he might press the action. He may even make me pay for it. A moment ready-made and bound by obscurities. Sex as a series of equivalencies, not specialties. Not just the simple execution of a clever conceit, but a threat at every turn. A bursting from the inside out. A method for assigning words alternate meanings, for one night at least. And then the playing out of a game of cat and mouth, where he somehow manages to fool around with himself and his febrile alter ego. He might even use the phrase cultural signifiers in order to test if he's in charge or I am. The rib of bones, the blood, the bend in the lower back, the tendency to give the game away. We are lured by the lack of detail in that annoying way of seduction, darling, our access only through the fascinating and grimly decorated bedroom, a tomb of gargoyles and gewgaws and grotesques from a previous marriage to a woman. The effect is not immutable, not inanimate, never quite adds up to excitement. Well, let me take that back. It never quite adds up to excitement for him. The brown-eyed man in the autumn of my rooms. Trauma has made me afraid of how the reliable works us over, how it denies and ignores how easily one can become wrapped.